from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark.
No more money for Israel.
Another pro-Palestinian demonstration on a college campus with an encampment broken up by police, this one at the University of Chicago. Last night, New York City police made arrests near the Met Gala. While in the Middle East, Israel has seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing. That's the main route for aid entering the city, where more than a million people have fled after fleeing other parts of Gaza. Israel's called on civilians to evacuate. The U.S. has been calling on Israel not to attack Rafah. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said President Biden spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu Monday.
We've made clear our views about operations in Rafah that could potentially put more than a million innocent people at greater risk. During his call with Prime Minister Netanyahu, the president again made this clear.
Hamas Monday said it accepted a ceasefire proposal, but Israel said it was not the same deal that had been under discussion. Back in the U.S., search and rescue operations continue around collapsed homes in northwest Oklahoma. Severe weather led to 16 reported tornadoes across six states.
Federal weather forecasters on Monday issued a rare high-risk warning for much of the state of Oklahoma. After sunset, the 911 calls started flowing in.
It's going to be for a tornado hit there. The house has fallen. There's a person trapped under the house.
The audio from Broadcastify. The sheriff in Osage County says one person was killed in the town of Barnsdall. At least 15 people were treated at a hospital in nearby Bartlesville. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Boeing called off the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft. The crew was in the capsule, but NASA's Steve Stitch said pre-launch checks found an issue with an oxygen valve.
It was moving in a strange behavior. The flight rules had been laid out for this flight ahead of time with the crew at the launch pad. The proper action was to take the scrub.
And testimony continues today in former President Trump's criminal trial. You're listening to ABC News. Hospital chain Steward Healthcare, which runs dozens of hospitals across the country, is filing for bankruptcy. The company's blaming what it calls a highly challenging healthcare environment. An improving economy and lower costs helping to push back the dates when Medicare and Social Security might run out of money. New federal reports say Medicare's so-called go-broke date's been pushed back 5 years to 2036. Social Security got another year. It's pushed back to 2035. Another American's been arrested in Russia. Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black accused of beating a woman and robbing her during a visit to Russia to see a girlfriend. A court in eastern Russia ordering him held until at least July. In Moscow, Vladimir Putin being sworn in for his fifth term as president.
He knows the drill. He's been here before. The inauguration ceremony for Vladimir Putin in the Grand Kremlin Palace. This one, just a few months short of a quarter century as Russia's leader. With his hand on a copy of the Constitution, he begins another run as president. Already the longest-serving leader since Stalin, he's constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years in 2030. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And a lock of Beethoven's hair, providing new clues on how the musical genius died. Researchers finding high levels of lead and arsenic, which may have been found in cheap wine. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.